Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Demonic Devourer, Book 1, by Aaron Shee, narrated by Avon Shore. Chapter 1. First, eat the babies. Objective. First, eat the babies. Devour the others. Targets devoured, 0 of 10. Reward, 100 XP. The notification floats in front of my eyes, the text the only clear part of my vision. I blink once, twice, every movement sluggish and slow. Liquid, the thought flashes through my mind. I'm suspended in liquid. Viscous, thick liquid, and I can only see far enough through the deep crimson to make out the shapes of other small figures around me. The other babies. I know what liquid is, what babies are. Information floods my mind, telling me I know much, much more than that. But even sifting through it, I can't find anything relating to me. Who am I? I toss the thought aside. The others are moving, and I'm not stupid enough to think that I'm unique. If the mysterious text, system text, my knowledge fills in, appeared for me, the others probably have similar text in front of them. It's hard to move in this liquid. I open my mouth, I have one apparently, and find that I cannot speak in it. I am, however, assaulted by a coppery iron flavor, one that should offend my senses but instead sets the pleasure centers of my mind aflame. With the unexplained understanding in my brain, I realize what that is. Blood. And there are other parts of me that react. Warmth blossoms in my chest as I gulp the tangy liquid down, and I don't stop. A moment later, that feeling crystallizes, and I devour the liquid around me. Devour granted plus 5 XP. More of that warmth sinks into me. There's that text again, and there's that word again. XP. Short for experience points, I realize. And if that sensation in my chest caused the text to appear, I focus on it harder, willing it to expand. At the same time, I start moving. Now that I've gotten myself more focused, I can see that there's more than just the liquid separating me from the others. There are solid surfaces, transparent ones, but solid. I'm surrounded by glass, and there's no way to go but up. As I kick upwards, I continue using devour. I don't know how I'm doing it, but it's instinctive. Devour granted plus 5 XP. Devour granted plus 5 XP. The tube is longer than I thought it would be. Either that or I'm not kicking as well as I can. Around me, the others have come to the same conclusion, and they're also rising. But I was the first one. I'm the highest up, as far as I can tell, at least. Devour granted plus 5 XP. With the newest infusion of XP, I feel the warmth coalesce into something more concrete. Text appears in my eyes once more, feeding me valuable information. Devour, legendary. Tier, bronze. Level, 1. Consume and gain power. When you use this skill, you will gain 25% of the XP of what you kill and devour. Bronze is the lowest tier, something tells me, but legendary is powerful. That means this skill. How I know that it's called a skill, I still can't tell, but I'm not going to bother figuring out why until my knowledge fails me. Hasn't leveled up at all. To level up skills, I need to use them. But that XP is something else. It's not meant to be used on skills. I fish around in my mind, looking for the answer, and it comes readily. That XP is for me. I'll figure that bit out later. The blood around me is thinning, in part due to my devour, and in part because I'm reaching the top of the tube? I think this is a tube. Devour granted plus 5 XP. Devour granted plus 4 XP. Suddenly, my head feels cold. Something chilly brushes against me, and I realize a moment later that I'm feeling air. The world seems much clearer out here, and it feels like my perspective shifts. The tubes aren't actually that high up. I must just be small. I am, after all, supposed to be a baby. I frown, treading blood to get closer to the edge of the tube. I'm fairly certain babies aren't supposed to have cognitive function this high. Magic. It's probably that. Not a priority. I'll figure that out later. For the time being, I continue devouring as much as I can, even as I prepare to push myself over the edge. In order to eat the other babies, I need to kill them first. For a brief, fleeting moment, doubt crosses my mind, but it vanishes instantly when I see the others crawling out of their blood slurries, too. Devour granted +3 XP. The amount of XP I'm gaining is decreasing, whether that's because my skill is hitting a barrier or because the quality of the remaining blood is decreasing, I don't know. But diminishing returns means searching for alternate sources of fuel. Without hesitating, I throw myself over the side of the glass tube. The fall lasts too long. I'm not in a body that fits me, though I don't know what body would. This is, after all, the only memory I have of my existence. A sharp sensation flashes through me as I land, and I take a moment to register what it's meant to be. Pain. I shove it aside. It is a useless feeling. My body is small, 2 feet tall, perhaps. It's unwieldy. The senses, however, all appear to be functional. I'm in a place that might be a laboratory. Apart from the blood tubes, there are dozens of workstations and scientific tools. Every last one of them is abandoned. I can't tell how long it's been since someone was last here. Dust gathers on countertops, which indicates that it's been quite some time. But I'm not sharp enough to glean the exact passage of time from dust buildup. Sad. My attention is pulled away when another baby drops, covered in blood, and I see what might be a mirror of myself. A mockery of a human being. Its limbs too long, its teeth too sharp, and its body shaped more like an insect's form. Built to kill. Nothing at all like the helpless flesh sacks that human babies are. My reference point for bodies is human. Good to know. Looking down at my own hands and running my tongue against my teeth, I find my own figure to be as misproportioned and sharp as the others. My body, however, feels different. Less insectoid, maybe, but still edged. Lethal. Neither of us are human, and somehow that irritates me. The other creature raises one arm, gesturing to me, and I consider speaking to it. No, talking is a waste of time. Without another word, I charge forward. Clearly, this startles the demon, is the word that comes to mind. My action startles the demon baby not 10 feet from me, but it raises its hands in time to try to fend me off. Maybe it didn't get the notification from the system. Maybe it did and thought it could reason with its peers. Bad luck for you, I think, deftly batting its sloppy block aside with my own elongated arms and sinking my 2 sharp teeth straight into its neck. My bite is surprisingly strong for my size. I cleave straight through flesh, the tangy sweet taste of blood dancing over my tongue. The other demon screams, and the sound irritates me. I bite again, this time pulling on the skill within me. I eat the baby. Devour granted +4 XP. Enemies devoured, 1 of 10. 25%. That was the number, wasn't it? I find myself disappointed. The other one didn't spend nearly as much time as I did. Couldn't it have fattened itself up some more? No wonder I took it off guard, incapable as it was. I wonder how much XP I need to gain a level. There are more of them jumping out of their tubes now, though, and I see that not all of them are the same as the insectoid baby. Some of them fall out as barely coherent lumps of flesh. Others have more than 4 limbs, and not all of those extra limbs appear to be a true part of their body. Some latent part of my brain tells me to be terrified. I ignore it. There are 10 of us remaining, 9 enemies. One of the intact insectoid ones jumps on a malformed blob. I'm honestly not sure how the malformed ones managed to make their way out of the tubes, but I suppose there's something to them. It sinks its teeth in, and then it stops. I look closer, and I see that the blood that all of us are coated in is moving. The flesh blob with no limbs quivers, and that blood shapes itself, pooling forth and forming into a simple, sharp blade. The blood knife slices through the insectoid baby, and then it does it again. All the while, the blob feeds. Well, that's one question answered. Targets devoured, 1 of 9. Warning, XP reward reduced from 100 to 95. Interesting. Even though I didn't kill it, it still counted towards my goal. It reduced the amount of XP, yes, but that's not too bad. If it all proceeds like this, even all the rest of them dying to each other will mean that I still receive 55 XP, far more than I've been getting. But I want XP. I don't have access to my status sheet yet, I'm fairly sure. I try to focus on it like I did to access the description of Devour, but I find that I can't. Maybe I'll unlock it at a higher level. That means that I don't know what level I'm currently at, nor do I know the amount of XP I need to advance. I move forward cautiously, peering at the blob that took control over the blood. The others are giving it more space now. I wish I could tell how its skill works. I want to know. I want to know so bad that I draw on that warmth within me, focusing on the idea of knowledge in a particular way, a way that feels pre-trained somehow. And I pull. New skill unlocked. Appraise. Examine others at a surface level. Not quite what I want, but I'll take it. The warmth within me has dissipated a bit, and I understand on an instinctual level that it's going to be a little while before I can do something like that again. I didn't spend XP, but gaining skills isn't free. I use it immediately, finding it as natural as Devour. Name, EV2. Age, 0. Race, unknown. Class, Bloodspawn. Level, 0. That's it. No display of skills, nothing else. I suppose it's level 1 and bronze, so it makes sense. Still, irritating. There are other possibilities, though. I'm scarily good at intuiting the mechanics behind the skills. Was that part of whatever process presumably created me within these tubes? Maybe I can level Appraise up. Maybe I can find my own version of the blood-shaping skill that the blob thing, EV2, apparently, used to kill another. Either way, my path out of here is going to involve killing everything else in the room with me. Some of them apparently feel the same, leaping at the freshly created blood spawn next to them. But not all of them, with some of the others trying to retreat into the lab's nooks and crannies. I snarl and rush forward at one of the stragglers, catching it off guard as I tear through its throat in a single savage motion. It punches me in the face, sending me reeling back, but pain is nothing in the face of advancement. I hug it with one arm, my overlong fingers scrabbling for purchase on its bloody body, and I bite it again and again until it stops struggling. I take a scratch to the face in return for my troubles, gashing my skin open, but I react to the pain much less than the other demon does to its own. I'm going to make it out of here alive. There's a single truth burning at my core. No matter the cost, I will advance. I know not where this thought comes from, but I step forward anyway, using Devour. Yet another one eaten. Devour granted +6 XP. Targets devoured, 2 of 9. Devour advanced to level 2. Now grants 27.5% of XP consumed, rounded down. I brush the notifications aside. Time to earn some XP. Chapter 2. Second, face your foes. There are 7 remaining enemies, which means 7 remaining sources of XP. 3 have scampered off, while another 2 are currently fighting each other, teeth and nails slicing into soft flesh. I might be able to collect the scraps from those two, but I'm not counting on it. One of them is EV2, the misshapen flesh blob that had the blood-shaping skill, and I'm not keen on facing that down. Not without a similarly powerful skill, at least. Devour isn't an offensive skill, and neither is appraise, though both have their uses. That leaves two targets for me. I look at both of them, trying to assess which one is going to be easier to take down. The closer one is 20 feet from me, standing on the edge of a lab table atop shards of glass, broken cylinders providing it footing. It looks physically weak. It's another one of the insectoid forms, but its stomach bows in on itself. A defect in its creation, no doubt. A single horn protrudes from its forehead, which I suppose might make up for it? Meanwhile, the other is nearly twice the distance, slowly walking towards me at a diagonal. In a few moments, it'll be equidistant from both of us. I frown. The second one looks physically stronger, its inhuman anatomy better formed. But less than a minute ago, I saw an example proving that physical strength is by no means a definitive measure of how strong one is. Targets devoured, 2 of 8. Warning, XP reward reduced from 95 to 90. The notification startles me, and I flick my eyes back to the blood-shaping blob. Strike that, 2 examples. Once more, the blob's used its powers to slice another baby in 2. I grit my teeth, trying appraise again. Name, EV2. Age, 0. Race, unknown. Class, bloodspawn. Level, 1. Still nothing useful, but repeated usage of skills is how you level them up. If I'm not going to fight immediately, I may as well use them. EV2's leveled up. That isn't too surprising either, but it puts another point in the fight somebody else decision. The blob starts moving, apparently intent on taking a stand against one of the three of us. I need to make a decision, and I need to make it fast. I take off towards the stronger-looking one. My reasoning is hasty and might be wrong, but I'm thinking that if the weaker one is confident enough to stand and fight instead of running away, it probably has a trick up its sleeve. The horned one runs at the blob at the same time, evidently not wanting to get involved in a multi-creature fight. That's fine by me. Before I come into contact with the other demon baby, I appraise it. It's getting a little harder to do it now. Do I have a limitation? Probably. Name, EV7. Age, 0. Race, unknown. Class, bloodspawn. Level, 0. Good. I didn't make the worst choice possible. If that level was anything but 0, which is where I assume I'm at, then I would have been forced to disengage. Interesting that its name is EV7. With the other one being named EV2, there's a pattern forming. Not important. I shelve the thought and leap forward. This time, my opponent actually fights back. When I dive forward, arms outstretched and jaw open wide, it ducks, evading my strike and shoving me aside. And it takes advantage of the opening, sinking its fangs into my arm. Blood spurts from it, and sharp, fiery pain accompanies the warm surge. Once again, I push aside the pain. I don't know if it expects me to be debilitated by the pain. The other babies were certainly affected enough by pain when I hit them. Apparently, it does. When I strike out with the hand not in its clutches, it rears its head back in surprise, and it squeals out a pathetic cry. All right, so this one does suffer from pain. It confuses me. Why do they scream when they could just ignore it? While it's disoriented, I tear my arm out of its jaw with all my strength, paying no heed to the massive wounds it gouges in it. It cuts deep, sharp enameled teeth scraping against hard bone, but it's only an arm. It doesn't manage to keep hold of me, but not for lack of trying. Half the skin on my arm is missing. That won't kill me. I attack. Once again, I go straight for the neck. The others don't seem to be nearly as aloof as I am when it comes to pain. I don't know why, but I'll take any advantage I can get. I'm only on it for a second before it roars in rage and tries to shove me away. I noticed earlier that it was strong, but I didn't realize how strong. The force of its arms makes my attempts at a slashing strike with my fingers seem like a baby's futile flailing. Which, to be fair, it is. Still, my arms aren't the strongest part of my body. Even as it bruises my body and tears muscle fibers apart, I hang on with my teeth. One tears itself out, but I refuse to let it shake me. When it finally manages to shove me off, I take a pound of flesh with me. It keeps hissing at me even after I fall to the ground, my body a mess of unnecessary sensations, but it's already over. I've taken too large a chunk out of it. It's taken a fair chunk out of me, too, but my arm possesses no vital organs. As much as I bleed, it bleeds more. Soon enough, this one can't move either. Not quite dead yet, but immobile. I flick a glance around. The other two are still fighting. Looks like my intuition was right. The one with the bowed-in chest is also manipulating blood, and the two of them are fighting for control over the blood between them. Nobody turns an eye towards me, so I drag myself over to my foe. I eat the baby. Devourer granted +4 XP. Targets devoured, 3 of 8. Warmth floods into me once more, but that's not all. The system has more waiting for me. I feel something new form within my chest. System created warmth, but tinged differently from the skills. Trait earned, Kinslayer 1. Requirements, kill 3 creatures related to you. Your attacks are 10% more effective against members of your own species. My lips curl upwards in what I recognize as a facsimile of a smile. Now this is truly intriguing. Traits. The word feels familiar when I roll it over in my mind, but that doesn't help at all. I have no memories to reference familiarity with. As far as I know, life began in that tube. Besides, everyone here has been marked as age 0. I think it's not too much of a stretch to presume that I'm the same. Pain lights up across my entire arm, and I once again put it aside. It's a little harder to do so now. I wince, understanding for the first time what the other demons are experiencing. Even then, I can still force it to the back of my mind. My arm burns, and it burns more when I move it, but that's fine. I just won't use my bad limb. I have 3 others, after all, and my teeth are no less lethal than before. There are 5 enemies left, and 3 of them are hiding. The other 2 fight. I think the bowed-in chest demon is going to win. They're roughly even in terms of magical power, but the bowed-in chest still has functional limbs, while the blob is kind of just crawling forward on stubs. I stalk closer to them, waiting for a resolution. I don't want to attack prematurely. If one of them notices me, I have no recourse for their abilities. Once more, I appraise, this time targeting the bowed-in chest. Name, EV-10. Age, 0. Race, unknown. Class, Bloodspawn, level 2. Appraise advanced to level 2. Appraise now reveals the last skill used by the target. My eyes widen. Level 2? There's not enough of us here to gain that much XP. Did it start at a higher level? How can I match that? I doubt there's anything here I can use as an equalizer. Unless... I turn back towards the blood tubes, inching away from the ongoing mess of teeth and claws. At this rate, the blob isn't going to last much longer. I'm not going to last long against a level 2 either. Can I get around that? All of us drained a fair chunk of the blood out of our tubes, but there's still massive amounts of the crimson, life-giving fluid lying within the glass. I focus on my XP, trying to draw it forth like I did with the skill descriptions. I was trying to draw on my entire status sheet earlier, but apparently that's too much. The XP stat, though, comes naturally. Almost scarily easy. XP, 46 of 50. 4 more points. I'm so close to leveling up. That's a single kill, which means I need to either find a hiding demon or try my luck at the tubes. Tubes first. I can't control where the others are, but I can control my ability to climb or break the glass containers. I try climbing up over the side of one and give up immediately. It's far too slippery. Instead, I look for a tool. This is a lab. They could have a hammer around here. I'm looking for a blunt weapon I can use when I see the notification. Targets devoured, 3 of 7. Warning, XP reward reduced from 90 to 85. Oh no. If the fight came to its logical conclusion, then EV-10 has already triumphed. So soon? The blob impressed me before. Did it really go down so easily? I turn around, determined not to miss a thing, and I see the bowed-in chest once more. But this time it seems more whole somehow. Its chest is a little more properly shaped, its body reshaped ever so slightly. It's dripping with blood both fresh and dried, and it's making its way towards me. Picking off the competition. I'm the only other demon that'll actually fight back. After I die, it'll be able to slay the last 3 at its own leisure. I have Kinslayer now, but a 10% boost in my bite's power doesn't seem relevant against this. EV-10 thrusts a hand out, and the blood that's coagulated on it reshapes itself, crawling off its arm and forming itself into a long, thin blade of pure crimson. I run. There's nothing else I can do. At this range, fighting is suicide. There are 2 options for me. 3, technically, but I'm not a big fan of fight and die. I can try to escape, or I can try to level up. My most viable path to leveling up involves breaking one of the tubes or finding one of the hiders, but I don't trust my ability to find hidden monsters, and I haven't seen anything large enough to smash the glass with. I could try my teeth, but I highly doubt that'll work. So instead, I run. I've never been in this lab before, so I have no idea where I'm going. Loud footsteps follow behind me, each of them squelching as EV-10 steps through blood. This lab is bigger than I thought. It must stretch out for another 300 or 400 feet at least, and there are all sorts of similar tubes in the area. These ones, though, don't seem as full of life as the ones we came from. The blood is dried, sticky, and sometimes completely gone, revealing shriveled corpses within. Failures, I think. Things like me and EV-10, but they never survived to be born. Not that I'm going to survive much longer at this rate. For a facility this large, there's an awful lack of doors. XP, 46 of 50. The number doesn't change. I'm out of time. I chance a look behind me to see EV-10 keeping pace, not 30 feet behind. It's easily matching my steps, and it's not even sprinting. Whatever skills fuel it are helping it move faster. It's playing with me. That pisses me off, but I can't act on it. As I try to speed up, it increases its pace just enough to match me. And then luck smiles upon me. As I run, I whip my head around one more time to check the distance between us, and I catch a glimpse of something that's not more failed creations. Eyes. Hiding under a desk, cowering in fear, is another insectoid demon baby. Another living creature. More importantly, a potential source of XP. It's not a good option, but it's all I have. When it hears me, hears EV-10, it goes stock still. I turn towards it immediately, and EV-10 slows, deliberately placing each and every step so I can hear it as it approaches. Mistake. Stop, the hiding demon says, holding a hand out, but it's too late. I've already ripped its throat out. I eat it. Devour granted +5 XP. Devour advanced to level 3. Now grants 30% of XP consumed, rounded down. Targets devoured, 4 of 7. You have advanced to level 1. You have gained 3 stat points. Stat sheet unlocked. Due to enhanced blood affinity, you may select 2 bronze tier skills to gain from the following list. Shape self, shape blood, lessened bleed. Chapter 3. Third, emerge victorious. Lessened bleed, common, tier, bronze, level, 1. You are capable of keeping your blood where it belongs. For 15 minutes every hour on a rolling basis, you bleed at 75% reduced rate. Shape blood, uncommon, tier, bronze, level, 1. Your understanding of life is such that you can manipulate it. For 6 minutes every hour on a rolling basis, you gain control over up to a gallon of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?